This is allegations that we learned about 2 days ago. It involves one of our military. Unfortunately, it involves a minor, a young girl, and we are extremely concerned about this case. We have launched an investigation. We also have a great concern to ensure the well-being of the victim, the child. This incident took place in the middle of May, and we learnt about it from an international NGO. We are following up now to try to ensure that the girl has received the necessary medical and also psychological support. It's a particular concern, of course, that she is young, she's a child, and we have a particular obligation, of course, to protect the rights of children in this country, where there has been so much abuse of children, of women, and indeed of other victims too. The United Nations, as you know, has a policy of zero tolerance towards sexual abuse, and it's in this spirit that we want to go public and be absolutely transparent on this case, and to underline that we are investigating it and that we're taking action.
What kind of psychological and medical support do you provide the victims?
As you can imagine, I mean, you know, Central African Republic is an extremely poor country, one of the least developed countries in the world, right at the bottom of the Human Development Index. In terms of health and social provision in the country, there is very, very little in place. Really, in many cases, the only providers are international NGOs. Some of them are doing some absolutely amazing work out in the most difficult circumstances and indeed dangerous circumstances too. So we're in contact with those NGOs. We also have field offices, I should say, throughout the country. Within those field offices, we have human rights, child protection officers who are trained to take forward cases such as this.